Great.
Hey everybody, good evening, and thank you for joining me. I'm John Roiland here with my dear friend, Miss Chelsea Lesage. How are you, my dear?
I'm so happy to see you again. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God, I can't believe, it's actually been 3 years already.
Yeah, no, that's absolute insanity. No, it's technically been four, if you count the years.
To
Like a
be
full,
good.
wait, I don't know. I'm not gifted at math. You could do that.
I just looked at the date and it said, well, no, that's right. Holy shit, we're in a new year. So realistically, it is 4 years. Sorry about that. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, anybody, actually, probably not many people know about it, but Miss Chelsea and I were lucky enough to have met and we worked on a small film up in Jersey 4 years ago. Now we have figured that much out. And that's pretty much all we're going to say about that very small horror film.
Really got to meet a lot of great people in that film.
We did. That was my first time in front of the camera. I absolutely loved it.
So great. I think about Waste Not, Want Not all the time. No, I literally do. So the only thing I'll touch on that is that, like, besides John and Steph, a couple of other people got to, like, meet and really get to know and work with afterward, including, if it weren't for that, a film wouldn't have met my Golden Grand piano partner Dan Gannon, like, if it weren't for that. So a lot of good came out of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, as far as I was concerned, being a virgin on a movie that was probably
Was
in
like, you were not
Jersey.
a virgin, motherfucker. Anyway,
Well, I
continue.
mean, I might have been, but that was a huge, honestly, for what it was worth, good, bad, and everything in between, it was probably a great learning experience for me. It really was. I
No, it
learned,
was for me too.
I learned a lot of what to do and unfortunately, learned a lot of what not to do.
But you know what? Waste not, want not.
Waste not, want not. Folks, the name of the movie was Yield. Yield the movie. If you look it up, it's out there
Yield, a
somewhere.
horror movie. You can look
Yes.
it up.
Yes.
Don't, but you can.
Yeah, myself, Chelsea, Lyon Beckwith, good friend Nelson Moss. And I think like maybe four other people were in the movie. And the funny thing was, I looked it up tonight on Google just for some images. And on the Google sheet, it where the cast is, it has you, it has Lyon, and then as Pa, it has Neil Young. Shit you not. Musician Neil Young is supposedly the star of the movie that never got to see on that film.
It was also tagged on IMDb, like the super famous star Sydney Sweeney. It's tagged on IMDb as being a part of this movie.
Well, yeah, so
So, anyhow.
anyhow, on to bigger and better things. You have been a very, very busy lady.
I try.
No, you have been. COVID, I mean, I was gonna ask, so you do stage, you do theater acting as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's my roots. That's where I came from. That's like my love, my passion. Like, stumbling into film seemed like, I'm sorry, apparently they're having a rave upstairs in my apartment complex. What the fuck? Like, are you having, like, I don't understand. Anyway, yes, no. So Shakespeare is my love, musical theater is my joy. The stage is everything. Falling into film just happened. Falling into horror film just happened. You know, it just happened.
So how did COVID, I've never actually spoke to anyone that did theater work in conjunction with COVID. I'm assuming it was all basically the same. Okay, we can't film today because of COVID. I'm assuming the theaters were all shut down, everything. You couldn't, obviously you couldn't be on stage, couldn't act with anybody, so
So what we did with, I've been a resident actor since I'm 31 now. Since I was 19, I've been a resident actor at Stag and Lion Theater Company here in New York. I'm in New York. Hi. Which is like an off-Broadway in the basement of a church theater space. Been with them for forever, through thick and thin. And that year in particular, we were supposed to, or, well, first of all, I wound up breaking my leg, lived with my mother for 6 months, so that was fun. And then when I came back to the city, our Halloween show was supposed to be Macbeth, because the artistic director and I had played the Macbeth several times over years prior. And it was easier then to get around SAG-AFTRA than it was to get around Actors Equity, which is the state union, of course. And so we noticed that we couldn't perform Macbeth on stage because of COVID, but we could make a movie out of it. So with Dan Gendon and I, because of Dan Gendon and I, Dan shot the entirety of Macbeth that I directed with Jeff Cohen, who's the artistic director. He directed with me and was also my Macbeth. We shot all of Macbeth in its entirety with the same camera that we used on that movie that I met you on. With that same camera, we shot all of that uncut in 4 days.
Wow.
In 4 days, with Dan and I, you know, taking the reins, doing what I wish we could have done with how we met. Anyway, that, God, I'm obviously traumatized still. Dan's gonna love this interview. Dan, I love you.
I miss Danny boy. I do.
Oh my
I've
God.
Got He's I just so have one small thing to say to him, and he will laugh when he hears it, and he knows what it's gonna be. It's just gonna be a dumbfounded look and go, huh?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. John. So he literally did that. He literally did that. What was it yesterday? We were on the phone. Like, he was driving and all of a sudden his car just stopped. I'm sorry, Dan, I'm telling this to the public, but he won't care. And his car just stopped. And I was like, okay, well, I'm heading into a meeting. Are you okay? Let's touch base. Let me know what happens. But like, when it happened, before I knew what happened, he went, huh? Wait, that was a yield, huh? So what happened during yield is the whole camera just fell off the fucking C-stand, fell off the tripod, the whole thing, and everyone, including myself and John, were freaking the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, is the camera okay? Like, we need this camera. And this man also did not anticipate being the director of photography. Like a champ. No. But, and he went, huh. And he did for the first time in 4 years, he did exactly that yesterday while his car broke down. His car is fine. He is fine. Good. Everyone is fine.
Good.
We love Dan.
We love Dan.
So Dan and I, during COVID, made Macbeth, what's called Macbeth, a cursed film, work. It's now out. You can stream it on, I think, 14 different streaming services, the biggest one being Tubi.
Nice.
Excuse me, I'm a lady. And then... So watch that, because that was my feature film directorial debut, and we as Golden Grand Piano have so much in the works that we can't tell you about, but there's a lot down the pipeline, and a lot of it is, you know, during Dan and I's partnership, we've realized that Dan has a very good, he's a fucking, all right, I'm gonna say this, he's a fucking brilliant screenwriter. Absolutely astounding. Very impressed by how he can like write characters and make them three-dimensional. So we have a couple things in the works that he has written or that he's co-writing with Flying Bonsai down in Atlanta, that I'm like a co-producer on their production company. And I'm just really excited for what's to come. Again, like all this waste not want not, John. That seems to be the story. Oh fuck!
Oh my God, that sucks so fucking bad.
No, it's so good. It's so
it,
good.
It is. It is. It was so bad. It's awesome. It really is. I should.
Well, also, if you watch Yield, where Dan was the cinematographer, he didn't. What you see in the edit, not what he actually shot, is not what he actually shot. It was edited really poorly. That's not on Dan.
Yeah, there were a lot of filler scenes that Dan had nothing to do with, and he saw the film and he just furious because it was his name only that was on there as DP, and well, the truth be known, that he
him.
Did not
it's
do all
his
that.
Own, even his own footage, even his own footage was warped and edited and zoomed in so far that, or color corrected in a way. Filtered in such a way where I remember him just watching for the first, and like we couldn't even cry We could not even cry because it was so... It was like as if you were watching your fucking like wife get run over by a Mack truck.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
That's what it felt like. I mean, rough. I don't know. I've never had my wife get... I don't have a wife. But,
but if you did...
If I did, that's what it feel like. But yes, Dan Gendon, we love Dan Gendon.
Yes. Yes. And that is not definitely any example of his finer work by any means. So
yes, Dan, he has done finer work. You. Watch Macbeth, Cursed Film on Tubi and everywhere else.
Right. So yeah. What do you got in the works? What is new? I know you don't sit still. You did a shit ton of modeling during COVID. So I'm guessing that definitely helped with the dry spell of everything. You did a lot of modeling.
Yeah, I was lucky where I was lucky I didn't have a dry spell, even though I wanted a dry spell because during COVID, like I said, I had broken my leg and I was like bedridden for like 6 months
right.
at my mother's house. But that was the time of people doing like FaceTime modeling or like illustrations or whatever. I even forget what it's called. Like it was another fucking century ago.
Right.
But right. So... I mean, that helped. Now modeling is the best day job I've had in my entire life. It is harder than acting I have found, where I find Lady Macbeth to, because I've had so many years with her professionally that I've gotten to know her, I take that over a huge photo shoot any day. That being said, I really love the challenge that is every day in modeling. So how that industry works is you find out about it last minute. Like even tonight at this time, I could get a call being like, you need to be on a plane tomorrow to LA, and I'd have to go. That's how that works. And it's gifted me some of the most beautiful and challenging things of my life. Modeling has been the hardest thing I have ever done, other than like put my dog down. You know what I mean? And like it's different kind of hard.
Right.
Definitely not that kind of hard,
right.
but it's the modeling is day to day, so last minute, and that's how I like to just absolutely live my life. But right now, to finally answer your fucking question, right now I'm working on two major projects outside of Dan and I's company. Well, I guess three. In post-production, I have the film Bishop's Cove. That just had a really nice review by Dread Central, where I was the producer on that, and I play the antagonist called the Nameless on that. So that's my other production company called CL Squared Productions, and we had a limited theatrical release in Brooklyn up here, and then are looking to do things in other parts of the country after doing well in the festival circuit. And we will keep everyone posted as to when and how they can view it.
I will definitely be anxious to see that.
It's a lot. I mean, it's not your typical horror movie, and that's why I'm really proud of it. It is devastating. It's LGBTQ. It deals with hard things like addiction, with not knowing your own sense of self. It also is a horror movie where you meet, like, you have to come face to face with your own demons. Okay. And then actual demons.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So really, really proud of that movie. So stay tuned for where that's at next. And if you want to look us up, it's Bishop's Cove, CL Square Productions. That's Charles D. Lincoln, who I've been working with since before I even met Dan. And then I am working on right now a film called The Coo Hatch that's shooting up in Berkshire County in Massachusetts, where I'm from, and Dave Sandrini has written and is directing that, and he's my cousin, which is awesome.
Nice.
And that's really great, where I'm getting to play someone who's so familiar to the horror circuit. Mm-hmm. As someone who's always just the anti-protagonist or the antagonist. In this, I get to play, I think, the woman where it just, like, it all just happens to her and you empathize with her. Not the final girl, but, like, okay. the woman you feel bad for.
Okay.
Gotcha. Which is amazing for me. And right. I get to do a ton of amazing things. So stay tuned for that. We're still shooting that. And then the big thing is the Virginia Bitches.
The Virginia Bitches.
The Virginia Menace to be shooting that with Digital Thunderdome and Flying Bonsai. Working with amazing people like Sandra Lucchese, the Heidi Shepherd of the Butcher Babies, Caitlin Newberry. The people who are attached to this film is insane. And we're shooting down at Digital Thunderdome in Atlanta. And it's an all-female vampire heavy metal band. Right. And we've just been having the fucking time of our lives. Honestly.
Now I saw a couple pictures. You got to work. I don't know if you actually worked with, but you got to meet and be on set with a good dear friend of mine. Corey Cowley.
Don't fucking talk to me about Corey Cowley. Anyway, continue. I knew this was going to come up. Continue, John.
Okay. What can you tell us about the film? Other than...
We have to talk about Corey.
Huh?
No, we have to talk about Corey. Okay.
I saw a picture or two. Somebody had a phone.
Corey is literally in, like, the love of my life. It's like as far as like an artist, that I feel like I understand her and she understands me more than most people. And the countdown for us meeting was over a year and a half. And we finally got to meet. We finally got to meet. And it was just like, it's like I met my best friend.
Good. That's awesome.
If you don't know Corey Cowley, like who doesn't at this point?
She is, she is on the move. She's a great person. I consider her a good friend. We've interviewed two times, chit chat periodically. Her and Jim always on the move.
We love Jim. We love Jim. Yes, Jim forever. Jim forever.
And for anybody that is not in the know about Corey, do yourself a favor. Look her up. You're going to fall in love or you're going to run away scared. That's all I can say.
And that says a lot about a person. That's the thing, too, is that I had no idea who she was when I stumbled upon her.
Okay.
And I was like,
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck, I'm in love.
Right.
And then I found out we were attached to the same movie.
Yep.
It's so crazy how the world works. Oh my God. Literally, my nipples just got hard. That was just.
I felt, yeah, because she was talking about, yeah, she's got a role. And, you know, it's this Virginia Bitches. It hasn't started yet, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing a little bit more social media pop up. This person's added this person. I saw your name. I was like, wait a minute. So then I just kept following it until one day I saw one of you guys had a camera on set and was just videoing each other. I think it was her.
I literally just licked her face, like, and then, like,
that was it. Yep. Oh my God, that is so awesome.
I don't even know how to pronounce her Instagram handle, to be honest with you.
Nope.
Why you didn't do it. That's why I didn't do it. Corey, please just like publicly shame us right now. Ask her ahead of time.
You watch this video, you will see in my on the YouTube videos, you will see her other one or two videos that I've interviewed with her. So look into her stuff. I've got pictures and so forth posted.
It's the stuff
Find
of
her.
Your nightmares and your dreams. Like, it's
all
what
wrapped
you want,
into one.
It's what you want horror to be. I feel like is that woman, and there's so much love in horror. There's so much love in that community.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the Virginia Bitches set, like, of course, the meeting of Corey, like, it's like for me, it was like, and I'm not exaggerating, it was like meeting my child who was separated from me against my will at birth. Like, it was that important.
That is awesome.
It was like
awesome.
It was that emotional. The Virginia Bitches is going to be, I know, is going to be like the next cult classic. You deal with everything from, I mean, it's an all-female vampire heavy metal band.
And then on the flip side, I'll see pictures of people that look like they're in the Confederate Army.
Yes.
So that's no. why I'm really interested, very curious about it.
The amount of, like, you know, what's the proper term? Mystical, you know, characters or creatures
okay.
that are in this film are insane. You deal with sirens, you deal with vampires, you deal with werewolves, you deal, like, and it all succinctly and perfectly adheres together, to quote Shakespeare, theater nerd. But that it's per like this movie has been such a fucking joy, and Desiree Hansen and Scott Hansen are just a blessing. If you don't know Digital Thunderdome, look them up right now.
Yeah. Scott Hansen, for those of you not too familiar with the name, he is the one who brought us Bad Candy two years ago, I think it
came
was.
Out. Yeah. 2021 it came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex,
love that film.
Who plays Marie in that movie? She comes back as one of the Virginia bitches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that.
And she's honestly just been, Alex has been such a blessing to my life. Like, such, that friendship will never die. I love her, and I feel that way about everyone on that set. It's really great working with Flying Bonsai, who I'm affiliate producer for, and then working with DT and everyone there. It's just, and everyone they have lined up to continue working with us, because we're not done with production.
Right.
Everyone who's lined up to work on the film still, or to work in post, it's gonna, like, especially in the heavy metal community, it's gonna blow your mind.
That's another reason why I'm very anxious to see it.
I can't even off air tell you.
Right. No, I'm sure. I'm sure. So how far into filming is it, would you say?
I'd say we're about now, like, 75-80% done.
Okay.
I know that I probably only have like a week left of filming. I think the whole production, because, you know, and for those of you who don't know, who are listening, who don't understand how, not don't understand, who aren't aware of how filmmaking works, you don't shoot in order. I'd say the whole production probably has 2 weeks left.
Okay.
You know, but given my schedule, they're going to try and shoot me out in a week.
And your character, you play Joe in the movie, is that correct?
See, Joe, she is the backup vocalist in the Virginia Bitches and also the guitar player. So having to play power chords and headbang in platform heels when I'm like a Joni Mitchell Fleetwood Mac fanatic, having to learn how to scream for
Right.
music with
Right.
someone who grew up playing the clarinet. I mean,
Right.
like, you know, the such a huge, huge
challenge.
Thing that I had to learn how to do. And I'm really grateful that I learned how to do it, because I never, if it weren't for this, I don't know if I ever would. Like, now I know how to scream in a heavy metal band.
And this coming from a young lady who plays upwards of, what, almost 20 instruments, don't you?
Yeah.
You were like an entire orchestra yourself.
I really wish that I had 10 arms. I really do.
I mean, honestly, have you ever recorded, like, I don't want to say an album, but with everything that you could do, have you ever written, composed, and then played everything on a song or anything like
I've
that?
done it for other people, never for
Okay.
myself.
Okay.
Never for myself. And I think that's honestly, like, one of the, you know, because every artist has their, like, not struggles, but things they have to overcome.
Right.
And that's one of those for me where I know I can do it. I just haven't. I don't know why yet. It's like I'm setting myself back, but it's on the list. I feel like I've overcome enough. I mean, like, headbanging in platforms while power drumming, like, screaming. Like, I feel like that's enough for the, like, past couple months. As far as, like, obstacles I didn't think I could overcome.
Sure.
But yeah, no, it's something on my list, but I do write it for everyone else. I am first and foremost a classical musician, and write everything as such, and everything, including this, this has been Mecca up until this point, has been a learning curve where I have to learn and grow as a musician, as a composer, as an artist, in order to fit like this world, the mind of this world that I'm working in, and I'm really proud of how I've done with that.
So what would be your go-to instrument?
Clarinet.
What would be the one that you'd be like, ah, fuck. All right, I'll play it because I know how.
Banjo.
Really? Okay.
I can play the banjo. I almost just picked it up right now. I won't because it's out of tune. No, maybe not even mandolin.
Okay.
I'm looking at the instruments on my wall. Like, which would have you? It's always strings. Woodwinds I've got.
So getting into the musical aspect of things, of the arts, was that something chosen by you because of your passion, or was it because you were like, this can help pursue a career?
That was the first thing. If it weren't for the clarinet, that my parents basically said, Chelsea, you're going to pick an instrument. And if it weren't for me picking an instrument, I would not have fallen in love with the pentameter of Shakespeare, because it's like a melody in a way. And then I would not be where I am right now. So if
Gotcha.
it weren't for my folks literally asking me to make a decision, not forcing me, but
Right.
basically telling me that I'm going to play a musical instrument, I may not be an actor right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I owe the entire world to them.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, you're giving them props, though, and I can appreciate that. You
It's
know.
good to have good parents. I'm one of the lucky few.
Yeah, that's beautiful. No, that really is. It can, and especially without you having children of your own, it can be very hard and very trying. Trust me, I know with the way of
A
20 kids or
million.
something. Yeah, something like that.
Waste not, want not. Oh, sorry, John.
Oh my God. And with that being said, we are down to we're almost at a time, the powers that be with Zoom.
We've been talking about this for years.
We have.
So
And
I'm happy we're finally done.
it's
How are
well
you though,
overdue.
John? John, are you good?
I'm better, thank you.
What's your life?
Yeah, I'm good.
You
I'm
good?
good. Yeah. Yeah, older and
You're good.
grayer. That's about it. Still
You look the same.
above ground.
You don't waste not, nor do you want not.
No, and I'll tell you what, I would love the opportunity somehow, production or even be in front of the camera again. I would love the opportunity to work with you.
I'll hire you any day. Dan and I will hire you any day.
The only problem I have is distance. You know that. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, he's, you guys are way up either from New York to Massachusetts, or you're now working down south and I'm stuck in the middle in Maryland. So you guys ever get anything, I would love to be a part of it and help you guys out though.
I'll hire both you, Steph, and Lion, and it'll be great.
I would love that. I would love that. I am proud of Lion as well. He's been keeping himself real busy too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. We love where we came from as far as that goes. We really
yes
do.
yep
We
no
really
yeah
do.
no that
Really,
that
really lucky to know you.
and you know and thank you, that means the world to me. And you know, having grown up watching movies, and you see actors that bond so well, and then you kind of wonder off screen, do they ever keep in touch once the movie's over? Do they not care? Do they trade numbers? And so I got to learn that aspect of it's all about humanity. Okay, we hit it off, so we kept in touch. Other people, nothing wrong with them, but they just wasn't your cup of tea, so you've never talked to them again. And I'm very happy to have said that the people that I have kept in touch with, I consider to be good friends of mine. And I'm very proud of all of you. I am, for you know,
Thank
all
you.
the amount
I'm
of
really
work you
proud
guys
of
have done.
you. I'm really proud of Steph, and you're stuck with me for the rest of your life, motherfucker.
I'd have it no other way.
I have not wasted, nor have I wanted none.
Boys and girls, thank you for joining me here on the Witching Hour podcast. With me this evening
Finally!
has been the, yes, finally, I do apologize. With me
Don't
tonight
apologize. Yay, we did it.
has been my dear friend, Miss Chelsea Lesage. Keep an eye on all of her many, many outlets. Definitely be looking for her in the Virginia Bitches coming up. And if you ever get to meet Dan, just go, huh? Trust me, he'll laugh and he'll love you for it. With that being said, Chelsea, any closing words for the boys and girls today?
Huh.
I think that'll do it. I love you, kid. I'll talk to you soon, and bear down on that weather that's coming up for us.
Don't tell me about that.
Yeah, enjoy that north.
Fuck off. Waste not, want not.
Waste not, want not. Keep it evil, boys and girls.